Support for NPR comes from CarMax, offering more than 35,000 used cars and trucks online and in stores from coast to coast. Learn more at CarMax.com.
This is All Things Considered on KUNC. I'm Jackie Fortier. As floodwaters recede across the eastern plains, reports are surfacing of damage to oil and gas wells in the region. The Denver Post is reporting releases from 10 different sites that are being tracked by state and federal regulators. Two are considered significant. KUNC's Nathan Heffel spoke with Tisha Schuler, president of the Colorado Oil and Gas Association, about the ongoing situation.
Can you tell us what you're doing right now at this moment to combat possible spills and possible contamination to areas that have been impacted by these floodwaters?
In terms of the spill that was reported last night, cleanup was completed on that last night. And then there was another one that happened as well, that operations were ongoing this morning.
And can you talk specifically about those two spills? There was one in Platteville, I think, and then there was also one up south of Milliken.
We had two tank batteries that had the flow lines between tanks compromised. When that happens, you have a leak through that flow line. What we're able to do is vacuum out the liquids remaining in the tank, put booms around the spill, divert any kind of light oil to the vacuum trucks, and then clean up the surface facilities.
Do you have a set game plan if you do encounter a spill at sites, or is each site unique and you have to develop a game plan at each location based on what you're seeing there on the ground?
Anytime there's a surface spill, we will clean it up as we are required to. We're coordinating with federal, state, and local responders, all of who have been on site at these two locations.
This morning I was in the area where the spills took place and saw inundation to wells and pads from the St. Vrain River. Are you concerned that the leaking oil is being pushed downstream by running floodwaters?
As floodwaters recede, we go to each location. You can put booms in place as floodwaters are receding and divert any oil and gas operations. I don't know of any releases happening in open water right now.
In terms of the number of spills that have been reported, can you say definitively how many there are currently?
There's two that have been reported so far. I expect as floodwaters recede that we'll continue to see additional surface facilities impacted, and we'll address those as they come up, reporting them, addressing them, and cleaning them up immediately.
That was Tisha Schuler. She's president of the Colorado Oil and Gas Association, an industry trade group. For KUNC, I'm Nathan Heffel.